I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Russia wants a new security relationship with the West. The country feels increasingly sidelined as the U.S.-led NATO alliance expands toward Russian borders. So Russian President Dmitry Medvedev is proposing creating an entirely new security organization that better takes into account Russian concerns. Still, the idea has gotten a chilly reception from the West. The World's Jerry Hatton reports from Brussels, Belgium.
President Medvedev briefed Russian ambassadors last week on his vision for a sweeping new approach to security, but he was scant on details. So since then, Russia's ambassador to NATO, Dmitry Rogozin, has been bombarded with questions and concerns from European diplomats. At his residence in a leafy Brussels suburb, Rogozin says Russia is seeking a greater role in European security decisions. He says Europe still treats Russia like a Cold War enemy, and that in itself undermines security. NATO, in particular, he warns, is pushing the limits of Russian patience. He says there's a very simple question here. As NATO continues to advance eastward, claiming it is merely an alliance of democracies and that it is very good for Russia to have such wonderful neighbors, somehow we don't believe this, because we don't like that this foreign military machine is approaching our borders. Rogozin says Russia has lost faith in traditional institutions for dealing with this and other issues, such as Kosovo's independence or the planned U.S.-led missile defense shield in Eastern Europe. What we suggest is a novel approach, he says, more strategic, by first posing some philosophical questions. First, do we recognize that our disputes could lead to the use of military force in Europe? Are we actually ready to wage wars in Europe at the expense of our shared values, our lives, our survival? Or do we need to look at these disputes as modern Europeans, in a Gandhi-esque way, if you will? Rogozin is hardly considered a Gandhi-like figure. He's known as a hardline nationalist, pushing for a more assertive Russia abroad. His allusion to military conflict has some European neighbors concerned, especially in Eastern Europe. Memories of the four-decade-long Soviet occupation remain fresh in countries like Poland. Paul Anushkevich is vice chairman of foreign relations at the European Parliament in Brussels.
Certainly, we would not like to see NATO in any way weakened. It seems to me that maybe they are coming back to old Gorbachev's idea of one common European home. Stretching from Vancouver to Vladivostok, a home in which everybody has its separate flat and everybody sort of lives his own life without interference of the others. But nevertheless, there is a certain sense of being together.
Russia insists its proposal would not dismantle NATO or other existing security organizations. But NATO itself remains wary, at least at first blush. James Apatheri is NATO's spokesman. He asks, why create yet another security structure when Europe is reasonably happy with what's already in place?
Clearly, Russia has a difference of view on a number of fundamental security issues in Europe. And so as a result, they're making a proposition for something new. It is precisely because of the differences of view that there is amongst many, I think, a certain hesitation about building something new.
Still, some Russia experts say it wouldn't be prudent to dismiss Russian concerns out of hand. Alain Delatreau is with the International Crisis Group.
I think the world would certainly need a Russia which is more positively engaged not only with the West, but with its neighbors, and doesn't have the best relationship in the world with many of its neighbors. So I would say, yes, the fact that they want to try to bridge these gaps and propose something important in the framework of security is important.
Delatreau says as Russia has grown richer from its vast reserves of oil and gas, its assertiveness has also grown. But he says that doesn't have to lead to heightened tensions. He points to Russia's business class, a powerful lobby that he says is pressuring President Medvedev for better relations with the West.
But if the proposal basically reflects a kind of, 19th century Russian fear about NATO or European imperialism, I think that would be the wrong start.
Russia will present the details of its new security plan on September 24th. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton in Brussels.